Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm speaking with Train to Game Art and Animation student Owen Jones, aka Smooth OJ, on the Train to Game forum. And he's here to tell me a bit about why he chose to study Train to Game and what he wants to achieve in the games industry. But first of all, what got you into video games?
Well, growing up, I had two older brothers, so basically there was always a console around. They were very into their gaming, and I just kind of took after them. Started off with the older consoles, like the NES, and really enjoyed a lot of the Mario games. So that's what kind of got me into it.
So why did you decide you wanted a career in the games industry, and why have you decided to attempt that with Train to Game?
I think the more I played on the consoles and played more different games, I started sampling different ones and more advanced ones. I'm very creative minded, so I always thought to myself, what if I could make this, what level, or what if I could make this character? And I always enjoy me drawing, so I would draw a lot of characters from games. And it sort of stemmed from there. Also, working for my dad, I did a lot of 3D programs that used an Autodesk Inventor. And I think just my love for modelling, really. I think that would be where I'd be heading.
So what were you doing before you started the Train to Game course, and indeed what are you doing now?
Yeah, I am working on a full-time employment. I'm working for an insulated panel manufacturer based in Rainhill. I've done a couple of jobs for them, some computer-aided design jobs, but currently I'm working as an order and production manager.
And how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around the rest of your life?
I'm not finding it too bad right now. I've got into a good routine, a nice rhythm. I'm enjoying every single minute of it, to be honest. When I first started, the first couple of months, they were hard. I lost a lot of motivation. But I just found I was disappointing myself. And I know I really want to get into this industry, so I just pushed at it, kept going. And I'm now enjoying every single minute of it and fitting it in good.
What's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
I think I've listened to a lot of the other interviews and a lot of people saying about how good the forums are, and you know, wholeheartedly agree. It is the only forum I've ever been on, and there's so many helpful people on there, and it's a great community, and I really enjoy being a part of it. Also, the course, just learning in general, and getting to grips with the 3DS program. Every day I use that. I'm just feeling a lot more confident about what I'm doing, and it's really good to get that satisfaction.
And what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
Overall, I think I'd like to get to the end of Section 2. I'm on Part A at the minute, but I'm not putting pressure on myself. I want to go back a few steps to Section 1 and do a bit more on my character modelling, a bit more on my mapping and applying materials, stuff like that. But, yeah, overall, I would like to get to the end of Section 2.
And once you've finished your Train to Game course, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
Well, obviously, at some point, I'd love to go on and work on a AAA title. Climb the ladder, get to a lead position if it was possible. But I'm not thinking about that right now. I just want to get into the industry, and it's all I've dreamed of, and I want to do it.
Great. Thanks for your time, Owen.
That's great.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.